jump into Star Time.
Are you ready for Star Time?
Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Thank you.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back.
Whoa, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, and we're, you know, we're in the new place, and we're learning how to do this on the new thing. Check the echo out, though. Wow. Intense. All right, we got Il Bruce here. You on there, Bruce?
I'm weapons officer. Director.
Say that. You go, wait, try it again.
Yeah, I'm weapons officer here.
Wow, you're barely reading in there. Den, try yours.
Yes, test.
Yeah, Den's coming in fine. You might want to switch your microphone, maybe?
Well, let's talk about that later!
Okay, what was that we just heard? That was the Savage Mau Maus with Washing. Counting backwards, we're Jody Williams with Lucky Lou. King Charles and the Bobcat Styles. Bo Oliver with Farmdale Rock. We open up with Earl Palmer and the Party Timers in Johnny's House. Oh, okay, so what do we got today? Oh, boy.
The brothers.
We got the first show from the Betty Ford Clinic here, so this is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you folks, and I know it's hurting you already.
Don't count on it, though.
We do have an Everly Brothers freak out.
The brothers, ladies and gentlemen.
It is Mercury in retrograde, so we're going to do the Everly Brothers full-on freak out. I don't know why. Because Il Bruce requested it, actually. That's why. We got the Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover, Avam, and all the, you know, trashy old records that we always play.
How's my signal?
Oh, much better, thank you. Cool. Sounds good. You want to go right into it and then try to figure everything out?
Yeah,
let's do that. Wild Child Gibson, ready?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
This is a hit!
Come on, baby!
Okay, now we got one of these things. Now, we got a whole new thing in here. I think it's starting now.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, maybe trying to get to you.
Maybe trying to get to you.
Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but they didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, in spite of all that I went through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
If I had to do it over, that's exactly what I'd do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
There was nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true,
that you really love me true.
Lord above, you know I love you. It was He who brought me through. When my way was dark at night, He would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
this year's one. I got a lot of requests for them. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, and we're getting technology under control, but it's going to take at least 2 or 3 weeks. And by that time, we'll be moved into the main room and the new place, and then we'll screw up again for another few weeks. But if you hang in there, sometime around like Jan and Deanuary, I may actually have technology completely figured out. But, you know, what do you hear? Paul Gayton's orchestra with You Better Believe It, counting backwards, Freddie Cannon with Tallahassee Lassie by request. Then we got some Freddie Cannon, big Freddie Cannon news for you in a little bit. The Eagles was Trying to Get to You from their hit album, Hotel Bed-Stuy. Buddy Miller with Teen Twist, The Frets with Rockin' Baby. And we open up with Wild Child Gibson and Kuel. Anyhow, El Bruch got some news there.
Yeah, I mean, do I have a signal, by the way?
You do have a signal, but, you know...
Such as it is.
You might want to get screen. Real close to the mic.
Yeah, if I get any closer, it's going to be inside.
Oh, good.
Ladies.
I like that.
He cuts hand off twice. Pontiac, Michigan. A man who was pronounced fit and released from a mental hospital cut off his left hand for the second time in 7 months with a circular saw.
I hate when that happens.
Way to go.
The hand had been reattached the first time but could not be saved again, doctors said yesterday. Quote,
not.
He said the hand was useless and he didn't want it anymore, end quote, said police officer John McClain. Returning to Mr. McClain's...
A guitar player, no doubt.
Yeah, there it is, man.
I think it's a biblical kind of
get
thing.
The hook,
if,
right?
If your hand offends thee... cut it off. You know,
right. If thy eye offends thee, pluck it from
pluck
thy
it
head.
Out.
He said
as
he wanted
Don
to kill
Rickles
himself,
said in that movie.
But was feeling okay now and didn't want to anymore. I guess he was going to literally take himself apart piece by piece. State mental health officials want to know why the unidentified 27-year-old Pontiac man was released August 28th from the state-run Clinton Valley Center. He moved into a home with five other mental patients. There was every indication that he was doing well. It's tragic. We feel very badly about this. There you go, man. I think he was giving up smoking, probably, is what it was.
Don't mention that, please.
Yeah.
They got us here down here we are in the house that you listeners got for us. There's a new
Thank
house.
Thank you, listeners.
It's really beautiful.
If you all would like to chip in and buy me a new apartment, that would be really great.
I'm 100% disoriented, so I'm going to apologize in advance. And after that tough, you know, because first off, I can see the outside world. It's sunny. It's beautiful
sky,
out.
The trees.
Il Bruch and Denois are now placed behind me where I cannot see them. So,
folks,
back is wide open, and I don't trust these guys.
Picture
at all.
A three-seated F-14 Tomcat assembled by a four-year-old in bed at home with a fever.
And okay? I'm driving. No brakes.
I'm driving. I'm weapons officer, and Dan is like clinging to the outside of the fuselage.
and everything is in a different place. You know, I have to do all this. I'm doing all this engineering myself and everything. Signals that were hot in the old place are cool here, and things that were cool in the old place are hot here. So, like I said,
but
blah,
the
blah,
echo
blah.
Sure sounds
the
good.
Yeah. You know it.
So dirty laundry with a vicious slap back.
How about it?
There it is, man.
Okay, we got one more news story, right, Elbert? You got something?
Well, what do we got here? Oh, Teehee, Prez plays prank on golf buddy. Kennebunkport, Maine. President Bush played a practical joke on National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft. What a Nazi. At the golf course Sunday, planting an exploding chalk ball for his aide on the first tee. With a mighty swing, Scowcroft hit the ball solidly. It disintegrated into a cloud of white dust. Says here, like a naughty schoolboy, Bush turned aside laughing.
Now, if you played that same joke on George Bush, what do you think would happen?
I think he
planted an exploding golf ball.
You read any of his quotes in the papers
wrestled
lately?
Wrestled to the ground, handcuffed. You know,
dragged off.
Knees in your kidneys.
Now, you read any of his quotes in the paper lately? He's doing the thing, you know, and he's calling people guys and stuff. I think what would happen is he'd go, oh, wow, and then you get wrestled to the ground.
Yeah. Well, we are representing the Fair Play for Hinckley Committee, and if they should let him out to try
time. Is he up for release again?
He's actually up for Media Star of the Year. He's been doing some really vicious interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting
guy.
Won like 2020 and stuff, or what?
Let's do some renouncements like right now, just for the hell of it. Freddie Cannon, a tribute to the great Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, which will take place this Wednesday, October 4th, at Nightingale's.
Stupid Rock Street, Hall of Fame first balloter.
13th definitely. Street and 2nd Avenue, and it features The Vacant Lot, Chris Such and His Savages, the A-Bones, and Vince Bernicevic, Sands Air Force.
Well, with a new Air Force.
Down
an all-new Air Force. Don't order hard liquor there. They water it down terribly. Just, you know, get the beer or bring in your own bottle, drink it on the sidewalk. The world-famous Blue Jays make their triumphant return this Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe. They've taken a couple of months off, and Jer is holding auditions for a new chick. So, ladies, this is a chance.
You like them, Harry, gals?
Yeah. Oh, slack-jawed and Harry. tonight over at the Strip, the Brood and the Blue Chieftains, and we got a couple of tickets to give away for that, and we haven't figured out exactly how we're going to give them away, but we will, and we will, and we will. And we're going to play some records.
Yes,
how about
will.
It? Okay, we got one queued up. Mr. Bobby Merrill.
How about eat?
How about it? Yeah? That seems to work good.
So far.
I love my baby, more than I do myself. how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addicted. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Look what a thing. You love me, baby, I love you. Come on, baby, let's shake that thing. Shake that thing. Touch that thing. Wobble that thing. Bird that thing. Let's take a picture of that thing. I want a big one. I want to eat the tea. I want to see what that thing is. Now let's do it here now.
Trip.
Oh!
you're a groovy boy. I'd like to strap you on sometime.
Fellas, a teenage down.
Hey, 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 teenage down. I dig you so. You just hold me tight. And don't let me go. You know I love you, and I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll. Hey, 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 teenage doll. You thrill my heart. Say you'll be mine. We'll never part. You know I love you, and I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll. Oh, I need you, baby, for my home. I think you're my heart too much. And all my teenage lips desire is your sweet lips to touch. Hey, hey, teenage doll. Just one thing more. You are the one that I adore. You know I love you. Thinking of you, teenage doll. Oh, I need you, baby. You fall for my hope. I think you're my heart too much. And all my teenage lips desire is your sweet lips to touch. Hey, teenage doll, just one thing more. You are the one that I adore. You know I love you. I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll. My teenage doll.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
I'm all messed up. Got me
sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning. Waiting on old Greyhound. Oh, making Georgia right around noontime. Bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot. Make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of china, a silver spoon, cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, the tired and weary, the man you can perk them up again. Give me coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend.
Life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Out all night, the sun.
some strange guy waking me up at 5:30. Seems like running around is all you do. It's getting pretty plain to see the night owl you turned out to be. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. Well, one look at those bloodshot eyes, my head starts to hurt. You're coming home with alibis when I get up for work. I've had as much as a man can take, so baby, quit staying out so late. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. Someone called, told me you'd be home by 2:30. The break of dawn is your best friend. I'm telling you, gal, it's better end. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. For you to change the schedule, something that I doubt. Every day I punch the time clock about the same time you pass out. Morning coffee's your night cap, little all-night maniac. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Hey, hey, senor waiter, we're here tonight. Me and my baby gonna do it upright. Turn the tablecloth over, here's a peso for you. Tequila for the crowd, and tacos for two. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. Hey, warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what we do with tacos for two. Hey, hey, senor waiter, better bring us a beer.
This hot cream soup is sure delicious here. And in case you haven't noticed, would you look at that? That girl is dancing on top of your hat. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two. Hey, hey, senor waiter, these tacos look great. Put some clothes on the stripper so I can eat. And tell the guitar player to do us a song. Play Rancho Grande and we'll sing along. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two.
Well, I bought me a hat and an old guitar. I made a down payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio. Now I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a bow. Red-hot lick of Tennessee style. Well, I'm up every morning when the sun comes up. Pull a cork from a jug, then I take a little sip. Sun keeps it shining, gonna file the cord. Starts to rain, I'll grind in the barn to the radio. All over the dial. A solid kick, a red-hot lick of Tennessee style. Yeah! Get lucky.
Back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU, East Orange.
Under new management.
Yeah, that's Hillbilly Hangover for today. L.C. Smith and his Southern Playboys with a Radio Boogie. I put that skip in there myself. I was, stomping it around. Tommy Hancock, Tacos for Two, from the Joe E. Smith Memorial LP. Lucky Ray, that's actually Link Ray before his left lung was removed.
Some linkage.
Yeah. With Gotta Find Another Baby. Junior Brown, Gotta Get Up in the Morning. Major drag. And we open up with Dave Dudley with Coffee to the Third Power. That's the flip side of his version of Why Are We Fighting, one of his pro-Vietnam songs.
Vietnam songs that all those guys were in such a big hurry to record way back when. I guess the B-side there really pretty much answers the question, huh?
Coffee, yes. I believe that's what we are fighting for. Mm-hmm. We were fighting for? Are we still fighting?
I don't know. Didn't we win?
No.
Everybody lost in that one.
We did not win that.
We came in second. The Cambodians lost.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, they're still losing.
Oh, yeah. Pol Pot is knocking at the door.
That's our guy.
The Vietnamese have split.
That's George Bush's choice.
The Vietnamese went home after 11 years.
Yeah, we're supporting...
Because the Russians and...
The Vietnamese went home...
Support.
And the Americans and the Chinese are supporting the Khmer Rouge.
That's big of us.
Yeah, very big. Anyway, we've got some news there.
They're baby eaters, man. Yeah. Police promotion, speaking of which, police promotion party ends with a shooting. There's never a cop around when you're trying to have fun. A promotion party for a newly appointed police detective ended early yesterday with another officer firing his shotgun, subtly enough, at a guest he had fought with minutes earlier, the police said. Detectives Thomas Eng, E-N-G, 28, of Staten Island, there'd be an easy name to find in the phone book and call up in Staten Island, was suspended from the force after his arrest for firing a single shotgun blast, that's usually plenty, at the unidentified other man, said a police spokesman, Sergeant. At about 1:40 a.m. yesterday, he and another officer began arguing. This is Detective Eng. Detective Eng went into another room and the other guests heard a single gunshot. It says sunshot here. Sergeant O'Donnell said it was not clear if the shot was intentional, but the officer hosting the party immediately threw everyone out of his home. Detective Eng and the other officer settled their differences on the front lawn and everyone went back inside. An hour later, Detective Eng began arguing with another guest, and Sergeant O'Donnell said the two men went back to the front lawn and began fighting, with Detective Eng ending the brawl by walking to his house on the same street. Minutes later, he returned, fired a single shotgun blast through the window of his home in an attempt to hit the other man. Blast missed. Detective Eng was subsequently arrested. Cops.
Donut eaters. Yeah. Oh, we got this. Somebody, I guess, who sent this? I guess Randy sent this?
Thanks, Randy.
This is a listener. Eddie Cochran looks on in disbelief. Because I told him about the Les Blank Leon Russell thing. I think that's who sent it. There's this thing, it's from the Daily News, and this woman had written a letter in there saying, and it's a picture of Eddie Cochran, he's sort of looking right at this letter. You say Jerry Lee Lewis shows are a tour through American popular music, and he says there's nothing quite like it. Obviously, neither of you have ever seen Leon Russell live or listened to his albums. Mary Ellen... I'm gonna spell this for you if you want to call her JEDRLINIC, Flushing, Queens, from this week's Daily News. Yeah.
Leon, King of Rock.
Yeah, well, there it is.
Yeah. You ever hear the Leon Russell Les Blank story?
If I could find a white man, he's like.
Yeah. I'll tell it some other time.
Polar bear.
Kids will get a kick out of Teen Inventor's portable dad. Brandon Burdick's invention might not mow the lawn, take out the trash, or give a kid the keys to the car, but it has
then
a couple
again,
of other tricks.
Either.
Yeah, it won't beat you up, you know, and knock your teeth out and molest you, or all those other nice things modern dads do. When you pull a string, no, actually it does beat you up. When you pull the string, a boxing glove punches you in the face, and when you release it, a boot kicks you, and it's called the portable dad.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah, and it's
Can it make you feel guilty?
It's there. This was at an inventor's show. They showed it for the first time down at Epcot Center at Walt Disney, and there was other stuff there like air-conditioned hats and remote-controlled food servers and jewelry made out of bottle caps. But this kid's, Brandon Burdick of Lenexa, Kansas, his invention definitely took the cake, and he won some kind of prize. He's only 13 years old.
Yeah. Way to go, Brandon!
What a guy!
Was he covered in bruises when he accepted the prize?
I don't know. He probably tested it out on his little sister if he had any brains at all. Anyway, let's go through the announcements one more time. World famous Blue Jays at the Ludlow Cafe every Thursday in October, and lead frontal lobe the Gerala is auditioning new chicks for his private harem. He told me to tell you that.
You know, Neil Young's on Saturday Night Live.
Neil Young's on Saturday Night Live tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, the host is Bruce Willis.
Is that a fact?
Holy cow.
You know, doesn't necessarily stand for everything I hate, but stands for a lot of the stuff that I hate. That's for sure.
Well,
the Willmeister.
The Vacant Lot presents a tribute to the great Freddie Boom Boom Cannon featuring Chris Such and his Savages, Vince Bornicevic, and the A-Bones. That's Wednesday night, October 4th, Nightingale's Bar, Manhattan, 13th Street and 2nd Avenue.
Correct.
The Senders every Monday at the Continental Divide, which will continue into October. I didn't know that.
Not Max's Kansas City, but an incredible simulation, folks.
Right. And tonight, the Brood and the Blue Chieftains over at the Strip. We have some tickets to give away. I don't know how we're going to give them away yet.
I got a couple TV things here, Ham.
Well, we got to play this Everly Brothers thing before the Vibe Report comes in.
Oh, okay.
True. We got it. Ill Brook said, why don't we do a major Everly's freakout? So what we did was we calculated the exact time in between Phil and Don's birthday and came up with today for our Everly Brothers tribute.
The brothers, ladies and gentlemen. A little Everly-lution for you.
Yeah, well, let's kick into it. This is one of my big favorites, but they're all great. Now, what happened to it? There it is.
Everly's
everything's moving.
Record. Go, go, go.
patient for a morning, and you must have something new. Chrysler Plymouth, moving through. Small enough to handle, but it's big enough for you. Here comes the dirt coming through. There are lots of other small cars that you pass along the way. Dust makes a difference, seem like night and day.
I'm Phil, and I'm Don, and together with the Everly Brothers, coming through with Chrysler Plymouth. Don't miss the new Plymouth Duster. It's the big difference in small cars.
The exciting new Duster does.
Through the sleepless nights, I cry for you. And wonder who is kissing you. Oh, these sleepless nights will break my heart in two. Somehow through the
as I am to public speaking. I hope this is going out over the air.
Well, a good big howdy-do to all of our good friends and neighbors. This is Dad Everly talking for the Everly family. And we're going to play and sing you some songs, neighbors. Family style, also country style. And we got the whole gang on deck. Mom, Don, baby boy Phil. And you know, Mom, we kind of ought to tell the folks just how old these youngsters are. Some of the folks probably don't know. And Don, our oldest boy, is 15 years old. Phil's 13, and of course, me and Mom, we put Phil in our age a long time ago. You know, I kind of suggest that we get the Everly Brothers team up on one here. Phil, what are you going to sing this time?
No, Dad.
C-sharp. Hey, down, baby. Looking to have a little talk together. I want to tell you all about my troubles. What you been doing since your man's been gone? Show me how you feel since your man's back home. Hey, down, baby. Can't remember when I bought it. Tell me that your brother wasn't here today. Don't wanna take another way. Hey, now, baby, listen to me. I'm a slim man and love you, that's why I'll never trade you. You walk around here looking so fine, and just about make me lose my mind. Hey, now, baby, make up your mind for love's sake. Got no time for mistakes. I'm gonna roll back the rug and nail up the door. Ain't I gonna leave you never no more. Hey, now, baby, listen to me. Hey, now, baby. Hey, now, baby. Hey, now, baby, listen to me. lets me lose my mind. It don't make me make up your mind for love's sake. I ain't got no time for mistakes. I'm gonna roll back to the hug and nail up the door. Ain't it gonna leave you never no more.
Summer swinging with the Everly Brothers.
Sitting in my lifeguard seat, out here in the sun and heat, watching that the little girls don't drown. Radios are everywhere, the only song that I can hear is that little old song that's going around, saying, thanks for letting me Coca-Cola, thanks for letting me Coke. Someone get a Coke for me, baby. Can't you see how appreciated I would be? Cause the fun goes better and the sun goes better, everyone goes better with Coke. The real life one puts extra fun in everything you do.
Coke has a taste you never get tired of, Coke after Coke.
Sitting with my whistle on, listening to that crazy song. Coca-Cola is really on my mind. Thanks to better with Coca-Cola. The heat goes better and the beat goes better. Coca-Cola makes things more fun. But baby, what gets me is why don't you bring me some? Don't leave you stand, I'm told. Won't you bring me something cold? Things get better with Coca-Cola. Things get better with Coke.
Everly Brothers. That was the Everly Brothers thing, Don't Let Our Love Die. You know, it's about time in our program that we hear from the old man from the mountains, Dad Everly, and
watch
his daddy's
step,
guitar all tuned up there, and Ike, what are you going to pick
You know, for? If you twist my arm a little, I'd do a little of that old country guitar picking.
All right, let's hear a little bit of it.
You know, I...
Step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stand back. You gotta step it up and go.
I'm Don,
and I'm Phil.
Everly, that is.
We've got a new album, and we are introducing it to you in this souvenir sampler.
We've added a few thoughts and notes to tell you why we selected the songs that follow. I guess the reason we selected Bully of the Town was that it has been around for a long, long time and held many memories for us.
Not only that, the musicians kind of like fooling around with the song, and we think they did a very good job.
This is the Hound, and this is WFMU, and I guess that's it. That's our Everly Brothers tributation. Brothers. Counting backwards. What do we hear? Where's the drums? Turn them down. Turn the echo up. Okay. That was I Wonder If I Care As Much, a weird remake from their Roots album. I often ask myself the same question. I'm sorry?
The answer to that question is, of course, no.
And, right. Step It Up and Go, which Pa Everly does play on that one. Ferris Wheel, Hey Doll Baby, an outtake from that. Sleepless Nights, and we open up with Gone, Gone, Gone from their Gone, Gone, Gone LP.
Appropriately enough.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to, like, boy, trying to get the vibe report on the air is going to be a riot today.
Yeah, if you're listening, patience, brother.
Yeah, well, no, just call in, and we're, I think I know how to do it, actually. I'm going to got it in there right now. I'm just going to pick up the phone and put him on that way. But he's not listening, I guess.
Raisin Bran.
Ooh, so.
You little guy?
What do we got? Listener Kathy sent in a good story here. This is courtesy of Max Gates of the Newhouse News Service. AMA, I guess that's the American Medical Association,
yes,
says rock and roll can influence teenage drug use, sex, and Satanism. Doctors advised listening habits may indicate emotional health. Teen fascination with rock and roll, especially heavy metal, may be associated with drug use, premarital sex, and satanic rites, according to a report from the Special Committee on from the AMA. The AMA says doctors should be alert to listening habits of young patients as a clue to their emotional health.
Oh, man.
Okay, youngsters.
6 months I spent just listening to Pet Sounds and the Buck Owens Prime Time album.
I don't know. I spent my entire teenage... I spent the years from age 14 to 17 locked in my bedroom with nothing but Raw Power and White Light, White Heat and Funhouse. What do you think? Yeah. Healthy? Healthy teenager?
Yeah, if there's a syringe handy, I don't know.
At the very least, commitment to a rock subculture is symptomatic of an adolescent alienation, the AMA's group's...
In my case,
group,
a post-adolescent alienation.
Right, Group on Science and Technology said in their Adolescence and Their Music, published in the Journal of American Medicus, of the American Medical Association. Anyway, they reported that the average teenager listens to 10,500 hours of rock and roll music between... years between 7th and 12th grades, and music surpasses TV as an influence in teenagers' lives. While TV viewing is often supervised and censored by parents, music is largely uncensored. Gee, isn't that too bad? Anyway, a heavy involvement in rock music by low school achievers may be an adaptive reaction to their failures as students and an expression of their alienation from school and the learning experience. The violent and sexual content of video images are disturbing to many, the committee said. Not me.
Only when they fake it.
Yeah, the problem is that most of the music is so that they're listening to isn't very... It's like fake violent. It's not real violent. But the committee suggested that violent, even sadistic lyrics and images of heavy metal rock may be a response to the aging of the rock culture. More extreme images are now required to shock adults today. I don't know. What would shock you, Bruce? What's that guy's name who... You know...
What, G.G. Allen?
G.G. Allen. I mean, did that shock you?
Sort of stomach turning.
That kind Cher video is pretty shocking.
Yeah,
Post-Iggy thing?
The weird homo dancer guys dressed up as sailors.
Sailors,
Cher wearing, like, a stretched-out black jock strap. Yeah.
That shocked you?
It wasn't so much shocking as it was kind of...
Frightening.
She was always a tasteful little thing.
Disturbing.
Anyway, There is evidence that today's teenager involved in heavy metal subculture may be at a risk for drug abuse or even participation in satanic activities. And, of course, this ties in with the efforts to limit explicitness of rock music and the Parents Music Research Center headed by Tipper Gore. You know Al Gore, he was at the Lone Star a couple of weeks ago for that...
Really?
That ZZ Top, you know, for the Blues Museum, the Muddy Wood benefit. Evidently, he was booed by everybody in there. Because of his wife is such a little cretin publicity hound.
Skeevy, scaly. Just an update on the Judas Priest trial.
Oh, the one where they actually subpoenaed the tapes of the album?
Yeah, that one. I saw a story this week.
Who's on trial for
middle
what?
Of this week. And apparently the judge threw it out. The kids were like, you know, one guy's dad beat him up all the time. You know,
dad is suing.
They both had good reasons to want to kill themselves, basically. And they were, you know.
Suicide editor Dan.
Yeah.
Well, you know. The parents are trying to blame it on the Judas Priest, and it's just...
No flashing lights.
They just sort of set it up for them.
No flashing lights. Shall we cancel the Vibe Report?
I don't know.
Go right into some Neelage.
Seconds.
Well, okay, you fill the time.
Summon him with the vibes. You got the vibes?
Well, should we just run the vibes?
Yeah, see if that works. Because this is going on a little long, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is time for the SCO to be calling
well,
in.
Well, folks,
right?
If we cut to the Neelage, I want you to keep in mind that this is not going to be released, apparently. You know, you sort of have this purism thing thrust upon you when you lead the lives, the pathetic lifestyles that we do. Because here's this great record, and it's not going to be released. Was that him?
And apparently he's going to be on Saturday Night Live.
He's on O2, but O2 doesn't work. I think does he know that?
Well,
I told him to call 901, but I wonder if that's actually him. Hello. Yeah, this line doesn't work. 01 is gone. It's not hooked in yet. Oh. Well, we'll give him another second.
Dial. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's got it on the speed dialer.
Meanwhile, I tell you Meanwhile, what happened to me when I was
there
out
there. There he is, 01. Yahoo. You there, Roscoe?
We can save that.
Hello. Hello. He's in program. He's in auxiliary. We got the volume turned all the way up, and nothing's coming out. Scream. He's screaming, but we can barely hear him. We're turning the vibes off and see if that helps.
No, because then you'll lose him.
No.
That's the other one.
Hello. Oh, technology has kicked our butt again.
Science has gone too far, folks.
Well, by next week we will have the proximity of a phone thing.
We'll figure out how to, like, electrically shock ourselves while blowing it, okay?
Yeah, all right. Neilage.
Big guitars, really small words. There it is, man.
See, now that this CD player is totally retarded.
Needs to warm up a little bit.
See. No, we're trying. And I had the thing set for track 3. What happened to the old CD player? All right, we got it.
Oh, The best rock and roll performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, and all the other unmentionables our parents only hinted about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible.
We'll be right back.
open every night about 12 to 6. Now if you want to hear some boogie, you can get your fill. A sure ass thing, a lot of hosting and grill. Come on along, you can lose your lead.
Back in the States.
Right, there you go, Hal. This is the Hal. Right, that's me? Right, okay.
That's Bruce back there.
That was the world famous Blue Jays. That's our VOM set. That was recorded live on Nitro Nick's show. With Real Cool Time. The Stones with Down the Road a Piece. The Stooges with I Need Somebody. We got no update on the Stooges reunion thing. It was like, I don't know, maybe it had been a crank call or something. I don't know. Neil Young opened up with Heavy Love. It's not going to be out on the new album. It's just out in Japan on a CD, which is no longer available. But he is on that horrible... Boy, you know, they're making a big deal about this Saturday Night Live anniversary.
I think they made a big deal about it. I think it's sort of a fait accompli, you know?
Yeah, well, I just saw the thing on the McNeil Lehrer Report last night.
The McNeil Lehrer Report?
Yeah.
Tackling the heavy issues?
Yeah, they were talking about how, you know, the Saturday Night Live 15th anniversary.
They talked about how, like, the first five shows were pretty funny and the rest was trash?
No, they talked about what a great thing it was and how it broke boundaries in TV, blah, 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 blah.
Made the house on Saturday nights, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Made the party ninja that I am today.
What are you eating back there? I can't see you.
Some delicious Nutrigrain, soggy Nutrigrain cereal with sour milk. And
oh, well, you're suspended for 2 weeks.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, so we got to give away some tickets for the Brood and the Blue Chief Attends. Okay.
They're going to kill our parents.
They're playing at the Script tonight, which is at 7th Avenue and 14th Street in Manhattan in New York. Now, don't call if you don't want to go. Think about it, folks.
Don't screw around. If
otherwise, you're wasting...
The car's up on blocks. Don't kid around.
Yeah, if you want to go see the Brood and the Blue Chieftains, here's the trivia question. I got this next record I got queued up. It's an unknown demo. Nobody knows who did it, so I named the guy Johnny Prince. The name Johnny Prince comes from a movie. Now, we want to know... Who played the character of Johnny Prince in what movie? 201-266-7900. And let's get right back to this record and hear the person that I have named Johnny Prince. Oh, I gotta find it. Wait, where's the record? Let me cue this up. Yeah. It's cue.
The Hound, by the way, is broadcasting in Trashophonic today.
You know, I just can't seem
courtesy
to find...
Tape deck at home.
Yeah, well, besides that, I can't really find where anything is supposed to be located at. You know what? We can't do Johnny Prince right now, because I lost it. I lost the record.
Well, the trivia question still holds for those of you that really can make the trip.
Oh, no, wait. Well, it was right here. Now I'm really puzzled. This is a...
Well, if you weren't moving records with chopsticks, maybe you'd have, like, a better handle on this. Dan, you want to get the phone there, Lawson?
I wonder where that could be. Ah, here it is. I found them. So I put these on tape.
College radio at its absolute nadir.
Oh, so where are we? Over there, yeah. Okay, here we go. WFMU, East Orange, we'll admit it.
That good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston. And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dancers. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll.
Well,
We went to a ball game in the old days. We went to see baseball played. Yes, sir. If we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head all over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times. Yes, sir. Rock and roll.
You looked at me. I took your hand. You drew closer with me. Across the floor, doing rocking out the blues. Rocking out the blues. I knew we knew the way. Rocking out the blues. Rolling around. Rocking out the blues. Rocking out the blues. You boy, baby. My kiss, my love. Oh, boy, baby. My kiss, my love. You boy, oh, boy, baby. Well, take a kiss, put in some love. And I'm messing something when you cross the floor to it, rocking out the blues, rocking out the blues. I knew you were the way you were rocking out the blues. We're going to run around, rocking out the blues, rocking out the blues. You boy, baby, your love, my love. Oh, boy, baby, your love, my love. You boy, oh, boy, baby,
you call this beer? Carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you?
Have a wiener, so put down your film encyclopedias, folks.
third record players. 78 ain't good enough. What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rockin' roll.
There he goes. Well, I bought a little hydroplane. My fish was her given name. Silver color and pretty too. But she turned out to be untrue. Well, a darn good motor I didn't find. Left all her boats behind. Silver color and pretty too. But she turned out to be untrue. Well, I raced her on the Mississippi. And she threw me in the drink. I didn't have a safety belt. Thought that I would sink. Well, that was the end of my sweet Irish plane. My fish was her given name. Silver color and pretty too. But she turned out to be untrue. She turned out to be untrue. Well, a darn good motor I didn't find. She left all her boats behind. Silver color and pretty too. But she turned out to be untrue. Well, I raced her on the Mississippi. She threw me in the drink. I didn't have a safety belt. Thought that I would sink. That's the end of my sweet Irish plane. My fish was her given name. Silver color and pretty too. But she turned out to be untrue.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, and... Oh, okay, let's go through that one time. That was Little Denny in his tour case. Not our Denny, another Denny. Flying Fish.
Not Peter Fonda's Denny, either.
Counting backwards, Jerry McCain with Choo Choo... No, Geronimo Rock. The musical... send that out to Barrence Whitfield. I heard he's in town.
Hey, Barry.
If he's around. Barrence, if you hear, call. The musical Lynn Twins with Rockin' Out the Blues.
They're unmusical cousins.
Escarita with Laid Off, and we open up with Johnny Prince. That's not his name. I made that up myself. Moving in. Johnny Prince, we have a winner in the contest. Congratulations, Carol. The answer was the character of Johnny Prince was played by Dan Duryea in the movie Scarlet Street. I mean, it's on TV every week. Jesus, folks. And those immortal lines. He doesn't hit me like you do, Johnny. Come from that movie. Big favorite of mine. I have to apologize for the lack of a vibe report, but the problem with the phone thing was it wasn't hooked up. So that scream that you heard faintly in the background, that was actually coming through the air from New York City right here to East Orange. Roscoe, he can scream his lungs out.
Yeah.
And you can see him do so soon. Next time, you know, we'll let you know next time they're playing. He'll probably be playing guitar with the Blue Jays Thursday at the Ludlow. Rhythm guitar.
The power assist, as it's become known in our little crowd.
The power assist.
Did we do a legal rock, ID?
Our rock subculture?
Yeah, we did a legal ID. WFMU, East Orange. So, let's go back.
Slope of Mount Orange, folks.
Let's go back to the canoes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, can I do this one? This
is a sure, Dan.
I give up, can
just
you?
Just go with it.
Doc wife nabbed in sex scam. Oregon cops say Long Island's couple's research was prostitution. Apparently, these folks went to, they did it once in Vancouver, B.C., and they nabbed him for doing it in Eugene, Oregon.
Doing what?
Doing this.
Okay, explain.
To it. The wife, she was 44, apparently, and fairly younger.
44, 36.
An attractive-looking blonde
who looked
younger than her age. And she would walk around college campuses checking
watch
out...
Watch that chick. She's got a .44. Yeah, and a gun, too.
Checking out young prospective men, and she would hand them a piece of paper that said this on it. Meet Nancy S. I'm one of a small group of volunteers engaged in a research project evaluating the sexual potential of the mature female.
Mature.
Mature.
Wow.
This project, I mean, you're walking around school, you know, you're like hungover.
Dan, we live near the NYU campus.
Someone hands
it's
you this piece of paper.
It's impossible to underestimate the stupidity of your average college student.
This project is to determine the response in the human female to intercourse with one or more male partners, as evaluated by the number of orgasms that the male or female are able to attain in a two-hour period. Here's a hitch. The male subjects are limited to 5 to 10
no
orgasms
problems.
For each orgasm for the two-hour period.
In 2 hours? Yeah. Yeah. No sweat.
For each female researcher to be chosen by her.
I'm a bike messenger.
To be between the ages of 18 and 23. She likes them young. Physically active and unknown to the subject.
No, science likes them young.
A stipend to, a stipend to the male volunteer of $10 U.S. for each orgasm.
That ain't much, though.
Achieved by either party.
Well, that buys a lot of raw
achieved by
eggs.
Either party now.
Does it count if you use your hand?
Will be paid at the end of each session. It goes on. They check them out for diseases and blah, blah, blah. The physician will be present throughout the encounter and will determine the number.
A Polaroid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He took pictures, video cameras, the whole thing.
Little electrodes on the nipple.
Will determine the number and quality of the orgasms.
Now, that's a really hard thing to judge.
Individual involved. And at his discretion, photographs and audio recordings may be made. So
science. Whoa.
They finally. I guess.
Science. We salute thee.
Some whoa. Students got a little suspicious. It seemed a little out there. So they sent an undercover cop there. After receiving complaints from students, an undercover officer calling himself Jeff went to the couple's room at the Eugene Hilton. Upon entering the room, Jeff met Nancy.
Hundreds and hundreds of shucked oysters.
Met Nancy Wood first, and then Rodney Wood. That's the physician. He's in his 60s, I believe. Very, very respected guy here.
He's earned my
respect. Southampton Mental Hospital. And then Rodney Wood, who had a camera around his neck.
Rod Wood.
There it is, man.
After arresting the couple, the officer asked Rodney Wood what the project was all about. Well, I'm a doctor, and she is my wife, the report quotes Wood as saying. She is assisting me in my experiment. He said he tape recorded and photographed his wife, quote, while she is engaged in intercourse with young, well-fit males.
So to speak.
So I can determine the intensity of her orgasms.
Well, that's big of him to share his wife with science.
Yeah, right?
I don't understand what was illegal about all this. It just sounds like a bad penalty.
You know what was illegal about it was the 10
the
bucks
money.
They were paying the guys.
Yeah.
The 10 beans?
Yeah.
Per OG.
They should have just given him, like, coffee makers or something.
Yeah, exactly. Toaster. No, stamps, you know, and you can work your way up to, like, a scotch cooler or something.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I think it's time for Blue's Hangover, folks.
Yeah, that was five news stories in one.
Yeah, okay, we got one queued up.
Big chunk of news.
Dr. Russ.
Big chunk of your news. Dr. Russ, who's known to give, I think, one cigarette per...
per orgasm. Well, we'll find out. Hit it.
Thank you. Polly, put your kitten on, kitten on, kitten on, kitten on. Polly, put your kitten on, all the tea. Red but good enough, good enough for anybody. Red but good enough, good enough for me. Polly, put your kitten on, kitten on, kitten on. Polly, put your kitten on, all the tea. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Sometime, yeah, baby, sometime on the road.
sometime, yeah, baby, sometime on the road. Sometime I'm thinking about you where I go. Sometime, baby, why don't you write to me? Sometime I wonder why don't you write to me? Sometime I get lonesome for you being in misery. Sometime you know, little babe, I'm all alone. Sometime you know, little woman, I'm all alone. Sometime I miss you, love it, baby, while I'm gone.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? And it's not but one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
To you, the religious bug. And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
stage. You won't wash my clothes or either pick my flavor, oh baby. You just got to go. Well, I still love you, baby, but I won't be your fool no more. Well, you're messing with my love like a childish game, and the way that you treat me is a crying shame.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
you find the Hound saying, "Everything's moving." You know what? You know what? What's really throwing me off? The turntables are embedded in on a bed of Jell-O. Look at that, Den.
That's very nice.
Isn't that good? And yikes. It's gonna be weird when Nick gets here tomorrow, right? He's gonna get hungry, eat the Jell-O. Oh, okay, that was our blues hangover for today, and that goes out to Alice, who must have had a blues hangover last Sunday. I know we all did. Wasn't that a good birthday party, Bruce?
I had a wonderful time.
A weird booze orgy?
Before 11 o'clock.
When was the last time you had a Campari and sake hangover?
Oh, man, it was the booze swing.
Last Saturday for me.
Lifetime,
yeah, last Sunday. Yeah. Okay, that was Eddie Hope and his Mannish Boys with A Fool No More. Heard Howlin' Wolf with a great Hubert Sumlin guitar solo there, Love Me Darlin'. Lightning Slim and Bedbug Blues. Kid Thomas and the Wolf Pack. We opened up with Dr. Ross and Polly Put the Kettle On, Why Don't You, one time.
For us. You know the battle of the sounds at that party there, Hound. That was
The Metallica versus disco.
Yeah, isn't it a little late for club kids in the decade, you know?
Yeah, didn't they all
English
croak?
Ones, man. Teabags. Weasley little teabags with their rotten tapes.
Okay, nope.
Now.
Sorry.
Beer's Last Baron is dead at age 90, August A. Bush, Jr.
The Red, White, and Blue Baron.
Yeah, he was also the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals. One of his best quotes, Roscoe pointed this out to me yesterday, was, "It's easier to win at beer than at baseball." Yeah, make
just
that today.
Billy Martin.
But,
towards the end, he was losing a boat.
You know, he was the head of the Bush Empire. He started out cleaning out the vats and sweeping floors in the brewery. And I guess this bud's for you, pal.
Yeah, drinkability. Mm-hmm. Helpability, accountability, drinkability.
Mm-hmm. So, should we go...
Rich Kid with Rich Kid Problems desk. Patrick McNee, that debonair actor who played John Steed on the groundbreaking TV series The Avengers.
As well.
Oh,
as,
yeah, this is great.
You
Avengers fans, listen
like,
up.
And Julie Newmar as a Catwoman. Is it any wonder why this whole generation is perverts? Has certainly been keeping a peculiar past under his bowl.
Heat us up quick, cause we're waiting to rock.
Bin full of coal, killing real dry. Big fat furnace with the pipe in the sky. Wood in the hole, make better delight. Slow that dough with all your might.
Let the gauge start leaping till it reaches the top. Let the safety valve jump till she's ready to pop. We're gonna rock and roll till it gets real warm. But what we're gonna do won't be no harm.
Come on, Super, let's have a little heat. Get set, everything gonna be all right. Soon as that Super, set down that beat, all right. We gonna have some heat.
Let's have some heat. Let's have some heat. We gonna rock and roll before we get too old. Let's have some heat.
We got the bin full of coal. cold, killing real dry. Big fat friends with the pipe in the sky. Put in the hole, match ready to light. Slam that door with all your might.
Let the stage start leaping till it reaches the top. Let your valve jump till it's ready to pop. Rock and roll till it gets real warm. But what we're gonna do won't be no harm.
Come on, super, let's have a little heat. Everything gonna be all right. Soon as that super set down the peak. All right, let's have some heat.
Let's have some heat. Let's have some heat. We're gonna rock this way until the break of day. Let's have some heat. Let's have some heat.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
You just tear me up. Smile at me. My head starts buzzing like a honeybee. My eyes won't focus and I'm so upset. I sit here shaking in a cold, cold sweat. You're making a fool out of me. That's pretty easy to see. Just tear me up every time we kiss. Never thought that love would ever be like this. Yes, you know that I'm in love with you. I'd wish you'd tell me that you love me too. Tear me up. I just want to know if you love me too. Leave me now. I don't know what I'll do. I'm so in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. Tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling blue.
Motherfuckers got rhythm, man.
the music of a generation freer and happier than any before us. The music of a people more alive, more alert, more carefree.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. By the way, don't you know? Oh, that was Don and Dewey.
Eastern Slope of Mountain.
With Mammer Jammer. I'll get a good Don and Dewey story. Don story. Pal of ours was playing in Chino Prison, like a benefit, you know, in Chino Prison about a month ago. and Don Sugarcane Harris and Buddy Miles, both of whom are incarcerated in said jail, got up and jammed with his band. Fascinating, huh? I don't know what Don Sugarcane Harris was doing in prison.
You know what Buddy Miles was doing?
Jamming.
Yeah, Buddy Miles is in for armed robbery.
Really?
Counting backwards, Bobby Lee Trammell with Woe Is Me, the Jaguars with Charlena, Ricky Nelson with You Tear Me Up, and we open up with Pig Meat Markham and Let's Have Some Heat. Kind of how we felt earlier in the week, right? Who's the other thing? Oh, yeah, that Annie, little girlfriend Annie down at the Mammy Jane. You know, Roscoe has always had to have been talking about the scholarship fund to send ex-girlfriends to college in other cities. It looks like it's working out. In fact, I got a answering machine message when I got home last night from an ex-girlfriend who's going to college in London starting in January. So somebody's come through with the Roscoe Scholarship Fund. I barely hear you there, Bruce.
Yeah, it's probably just as well.
Oh, Scranton. Would we have listeners in Scranton, in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I think actually when the weather's pretty bad,
right. Scranton proves very tough gig for the Starship. Mickey Thomas, lead singer of the rock group Starship, is singing black and blues this week after a bar brawl in Scranton, PA, left him with a broken cheekbone and a serious shiner last weekend. The Starship suffered two stunning blows when they arrived in Scranton. The first was that a rainstorm demolished their outdoor gig, which had to be postponed, so that the band, the Starship, they went to hang out in a bar to celebrate the birthday of guitarist Craig Kachiko. And the locals apparently weren't very big fans of the Starship, and they picked a fight and cold-cocked... this Mickey Thomas told one of the locals to keep their hands off of a female Starship backup singer. The next thing they knew, Mickey was cold-cocked. He was severely hurt, his ribs, but worst of all, he broke his cheekbone in four places, and it had to be wired together, and he needed surgery. The people who hit him got away. Now, just think if you hang out in a bar, you know, in a place like Scranton where they hardly ever, the guy who comes to change the jukebox shows up about once every 4 months, and that song is on there. You know, they built this city on rock and roll.
Yeah.
And then the guy walks into your bar after you've had to hear this song like 500 times. No jury in the world would find that guy guilty for hitting that sucker. In fact, I think we should give him this week's Caveman in a Spaceship Award. I know you're a Hound listener from Scranton, so you take it away, pal. You did good work. You're doing God's work. And if you want to do God's work, go beat up a member of the Starship. Anyway, we got a few minutes left. We can play some more records.
That's true.
Yeah, you like that idea? I'm going to do the long reach for turntable number two and hit Andy Dio. Whoa!
You're my honey, I'm a
I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. A pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. Sugary, 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 sugary. The station. She had her baggage in her hand. Oh, well, I met her at the station. She had her baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary.
Right, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. Okay, Rusty York with Sugar Ray, counting backwards. Wilbur Harrison, Pretty Little Woman.
From Compact Disc.
Andy Dio, Rough and Bold. That's it, we got through the first one in the new house. We'll smooth out the rough edges in time for us to move into the main room and, you know,
and
get all that together.
Heartbreaking process again.
Right, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise and, sometimes I don't get a better offer. We'll be back next week.
I'm holding my breath, right?
Yeah, right. We'll be back next week. And
Stay tuned.
Yeah, the Freddie Cannon Wednesday, the Jays Thursday. Remember
Neil
that?
Young on Laurie Saturday Night Live tonight.
Right, Laurie S. is up next.
And Chris T's, like, Peter Townsend cart up immediately next.
Yeah,
Laurie
and let's have a big hand for Il Bruch and Denois. Yay!
Thank you.
Yay. All right.
Dan,
later.
You. No, Dan.
Cherry pie will be gone.